Hey y'all, Roxy here. Today is Saturday, March 9, 2024. And sometimes I can't believe that we've just started the third month of the year. So much seems to have happened this year. The last time that the year was this heavy with bad news and back-to-back problems and negativity was 2020 with COVID, right? Ending 2029. Into 2020, and into 2021 even, was very heavy, right? This big bad wolf was coming to consume everyone. The world was on edge. There were meetings, conspiracy theories. Everything was just overwhelming. Sometimes I had to turn off the TV. For Nigeria this week, one of the news items that stands out to me is the kidnapping of children from school. As everyone knows, whether you have kids or not, many parents feel that the moments where their children are not in their care, their direct care, many parents feel very vulnerable at those moments, which is why many parents of preschoolers and toddlers actually cry when they take the children to school for the first time. And when you talk to people who have kids, they tell you for free that until the child finishes university and stands on their own, and goes on off into the world, a parent never stops worrying about their children's ability to take care of themselves or whether they know how to find their way home if they get lost. So you can imagine the nightmare of parents who this actually happens to, where the worst thing they could possibly imagine, which is that as the child left home in the morning or when they went to drop off their little toddler in school or their child in school, many of them under 10, that will be the last time they'll ever see their children again. That it's heartbreaking to think what grief and agony that these parents are going through. What, however, baffles me is the human tendency to diminish the pain of people who are not directly related to them or who do not share certain common features with them. So it's almost like your ability to feel for other people, to be empathetic for people, depends a lot on, there is a range of our ability to feel. What do I mean by that? So you're most impacted, you feel the most when you're most impacted. So if something happens to your child, you're devastated. If something happens to your sister's child, you feel very, very strongly for it. Or if it happens to your parents, you feel very strongly for it. You feel for them. You can't sleep. You're praying every night. You're agonized. You're looking for solutions. You're running everywhere. You're speaking to people. You're trying to get them out of the problem. If something happens to your neighbor's child next door, you're antagonized. If you come home and you hear that their children didn't come back from school, you will pick up your phone. You will call anyone you know in the police. You'll try to use your connections to help to get information. You'll do what you can because it's your neighbor. You love them. They play with your own kids. It's not your kids. You know what I mean? But you do feel very strongly and you want to help. But they, you know, also there's only so much you can do. So there's only so much you can feel for your neighbor's child, right? Once in a while, you're going to ask. And sometimes you may not even ask because you're afraid that you're making them relieve the pain by asking them, have they found your child? Has your child been rescued? Sometimes you at some point, you just stop asking. You just keep praying and say, I'm holding you in prayer. So sorry for what's going on, blah, blah, blah. And after a while, sometimes you don't even talk about it. Then, if you then hear that it's not your neighbor, but it's the lady who sells things three houses away, you will feel bad. You will hear the news. You will, if you're close to her, you will go and visit. If you're not close to her, whenever you interact, you're going to say, oh, I heard what happened. Do you know what I mean? The level of empathy you feel for people depends on how close that the people are to you. You know what I mean? Or whoever the grief has struck is to you. I don't know if that's an appropriate way to feel. I personally think that, especially for children, every child is your child. And I feel very strongly about it. I genuinely feel that children are the most vulnerable in our society. They don't know what's going on. If we feel helpless and victimized many times by systems and processes that we trust, by the police, by government, you know what I mean? And sometimes we are helpless, right? And somebody takes advantage of you, you can't get justice or you can't get help or you're accused wrongly and you can't get out. If as an adult, you know how that feels, how scared you would be if someone's knocking at your door trying to arrest you in the middle of the night, you're not sure what you've done, you understand how scared you would be. Then think of a child. When you have 200 children who are kidnapped from a school, first of all, they never go quietly. Anyone who's worked with children knows that they scream a lot. At the slightest provocation, they scream. They try to run in multiple directions. So first of all, you kind of wonder, why do these people with their evil agenda, why do they always attack the most vulnerable? Why do you always attack schools with children in them? Why do you take away the children? Is it to inflict the maximum amount of pain on the parents? Is it so that we will act quickly to accede to your demands because children are our weak point as a society? But beyond those questions, where is the empathy when these things happen to children of northern extraction? It's almost like people around the country, especially who are not in the north, even in the north, somehow, it doesn't make headline news for them. It's almost like they're almost either too used to these things happening or somehow they have become, you know, they're not immune, but they've become just, you know, they don't, it's almost like they're used to it. They're so used to it that it does nothing to them. And they read that 200 kids were taken from a school. Just imagine the cries, the screams. I dare you. One of the things that I always tell people, I say to people, if you put someone and say, you know what, there's an amount of money, right? If you don't get up from this, you know, from where you are, you know, then you can take the money. One of the most difficult things for human beings to ignore is the cry of a child. Just normally, even if it's not your child, even if you're visiting an office, right? And then you hear a child scream for help in that office in pain. Nothing is going to stop you from getting up and going to peep. It's not your business. You don't know them. You came to visit someone. You will get up. You will go and say, is this child all right? Because it's just a normal human reaction. So just think, how is it, therefore, that 200 children, whether they belong to you or not, are taken from a school and we just moved on? The media is quiet. The president issues one statement saying they'll be returned and they'll be found. Nothing, two paragraphs, that's it. And we just all moved on. Is it because we trust the president that much? Is it because we've seen this happen before and all the children, all the Chibok girls were released, which is not correct, actually, for those listening from around the world. They were not all found. So what is giving us this laissez-faire attitude regarding these children that were kidnapped last week? And why is nobody half as affected as I am? I'm actually quite affected by it. And I've been scrolling the media trying to find updates, has the police issued statements, investigation ongoing? Are they really going to be released? Is this being treated as a political attack? Which is another thing. So some people seem to think that because the president is from a certain part of the country, the other part of the country is using these kidnappings to portray him in a bad light. It's almost like they're trying to create problems for him so that problems he cannot solve quickly, so that they claim that he's incompetent. And so, yeah, it's just political. How is human life ever political? And I know I'm being naive by making that statement, because around the world, from every war that has been fought, human lives have been used as collateral. But is that how we are supposed to live as human beings? Should we accept that children can be taken from schools and they can be used as pawns in a big game of politics and just accept that that's okay? And that if that's the case, then, you know, that's enough justification for us not to be concerned? I worry for our mental state. We seem to have come to the point where we've been so battered by everything, battered by economy, battered by everything, that things that should matter no longer matter to the average Nigerian. We seem to think that everything we hear, we've heard worse. So except it tops the last bad thing we heard, we're just not concerned. We've seen it before and we move on from it. We are all traumatized and we will all need collective therapy one day. And the way it is going, we're getting numb to things that we should actually be shouting about. And it's terrible. I know I might be wrong. Let me know what your perspective is. As always, let's take the conversation online, Twitter, ROQZEE. Thank you. Cheers.